The funding details of this were unclear at the meeting. What was clear is that the K-High football team is upset. Here's what they're facing. The team has 8 games scheduled this season. Just 3 of those are home games, and one was supposed to be against Seward. Terry Hicks, a mother of one of the football players, presented a document she said is from Ketchikan School District Activities Director Ed Klein. The document said the Seward team was budgeted $8,000 for travel to Ketchikan. Hicks said the Seward team just notified her that they will not be coming here because they found out they are receiving only $4,000.
We cannot afford to lose this game and further reduce our season down to 2 games. That's not acceptable.
Again, at this point, it's unclear why there is a funding disparity or if there even is one. But all of the school board members agreed that whatever the problem, they wanted to fix it. Here's Stephen Bradford.
It sounds to me like they met their end of the deal. They were working off of a budget provided to them. And I think it would be a shame for us as a district to change something along the way and not honor our end of it. We need to do what we told them we would do last spring. We need to get these kids that game.
Several football players made their case to get back the Seward game. Here's freshman Cody Maloof.
We need this game, just for all of us. I mean, like Terry said, we've all worked hard in the classroom to be able to play in this game. And if this game doesn't happen, I mean, I just think that's completely unfair.
And here's senior Noah Silva.
It's just crazy that all the hard work that this team has put in, it really hits me like deep in my heart because these kids are, they're family to me. And that's what we stress on our team is we're all family, we're all brothers, and we want this game to happen.
If the game doesn't happen and the team only plays 7 games, they won't be eligible to compete in the state tournament like they did last year. Superintendent Robert Boyle said he would talk with Activities Director Ed Klein about the apparent funding issue. Once the team left to get back to their practice, school board member David Timmerman made a football-related proposal.
I'd like to make a motion to direct the superintendent to seek a $10,000 budget appropriation from the borough for safety and training equipment for the K-High football team.
Timmerman referenced a $10,000 grant the Ketchikan Borough Assembly made to the K-High Science Department outside of the fiscal year 15 budget. He said people from other departments in the school district have come to him asking how they can get extra grants for their programs. Here's school board president Michelle O'Brien.
Because of this one singular incident, perceptions of how we should go about this are really unclear.
Timmerman said the K-High football coach came to him with a proposal for new safety and training equipment. Timmerman argued that the school board should vote on whether to direct Superintendent Robert Boyle to request the funds from the borough. But a couple members were hesitant about throwing the vote on the agenda without time to let the public know about it. O'Brien made the final call.
We have made a point of asking for processes to be followed. Now it's time that we follow a process that we have in place.
The board plans to hold a special meeting this Friday at noon to vote on whether to ask the borough for a $10,000 budget appropriation for K-High football safety and training equipment. The board also approved a 6-year capital improvement plan to submit to the state. The plan includes security upgrades, a biomass boiler, and an emergency generator for K-High, and a roof replacement at Houtling. After the special meeting Friday, the next school board meeting is scheduled for August 27th. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.